Hello, now this isn't a video on my request list. This is a video that I have been pushed by my guides and for many other things happening in my life to express to you. Now this has taken me a while to do this video and I get a lot of questions about what I'm about to share with you. So I thought just to lift your heart that I would share this wisdom with you. Now, if you already have a strong belief system, let's say a religious belief system, then maybe this isn't a good video for you to watch because it actually at times hits the fundamental belief of the religious system. So if you are strongly that way inclined, you might want to stop this video, this podcast right now. But if you are spiritual and you have some deep questions that you ask all the time, and these are questions that I'm asked from the people that I help and the people that I speak to on a daily basis. So I thought I would share this video with you in the hope that it lifts your heart. And that is the purpose of this video, to lift hearts. The purpose of this video is not to hurt. The purpose of this video is to help. Okay, so these are one of the many questions that I get asked. Now, as a numerologist, of course, I always get asked this question. But why am I here? What's my life purpose? And of course, I answer that with life purpose and birthday number. But many people don't understand why. And it's because we have multiple lifetimes, because we're here to evolve our soul. And we can sit up in spirit and source energy and learn all the theory. We can learn all the spiritual wisdom in the world. But until we actually experience it in the world, then we really don't know that energy until we experience it. So every lifetime you have a purpose to learn and evolve your soul. And it's not always easy. It's not meant to be. Haven't you noticed that we learn the most and increase our strength the most by adversity, by the difficult things that we go through? So why are you here? You're here to learn by experience of life on earth to evolve your soul. And YOLO is not something that I'm interested in, because you only live once. Rubbish. You live multiple times, because with each body that you choose to come to earth with, you learn new lessons and new skills, and you evolve your soul more and more. And in numerology, that's through your life path and your birthday number. So don't see adversity and difficulty and things that you've gone through as something bad. It's something there to teach you. So a lot of people say, why did I have such bad things happen to me? Why did I go through this? Am I a bad person? When what you need to understand is you went through those bad things for a reason. You chose this life. Now I'm going to say it again, you chose to live this life. You knew what was going to happen before you came here, before you incarnated into your particular body. You chose your life, you chose your family, you chose your parents, you chose your whole upbringing, because you needed to experience that life for your soul's learning and evolution. So if you have gone through a lot of difficulties, and I'm talking some people go through severe difficulties in life, and I'm not downplaying that, but it's important that you use those difficulties and that adversity to strengthen you and evolve your soul. And it's important that you're not a victim, because being a victim only hurts you. All experience that you go through in life, and I mean all experience, is there to teach and strengthen your inner soul. That's really important. Don't be a victim. Learn from what you've gone through. Learn from adversity. Some people say, God, I've hurt people in the past. I've said and done things in the past. And I'm fearful of death because I feel that I'll be punished. You chose your experiences. You chose to do what you have done, and it was meant to happen. You choose to act in both a positive and a negative way, again, for your spiritual influence. You're not a bad person, you're just learning. Like a child that makes mistakes, we're all learning by our mistakes and the things we do in order to evolve and feel better and develop our soul to be better. So don't feel guilty or fearful, because again, like victimhood, that only hurts you. And remember that all experience, all the things that happen to you and all the things you do to others are there to teach and strengthen and develop your soul. You planned the life you needed to live before you were born for your spiritual evolution and learning. So every big experience, both positive and negative, is pre-planned for your learning and development. And it's vital for you to know that. Don't feel that you're a bad person. Don't feel that you need to be a victim from what's happened to you, or feel like a bad person because of what you might have done. You're here to learn, like a child is here to learn. We're all evolving our soul with each and every life that we live. Some people say to me as well, are our lives fated? You know, is free will does it exist? Is our lives fated, or do we have free will? Well, it's both, to be perfectly honest. You do have a life plan. You do come to this earth with a plan to achieve a goal, to evolve your soul. But you choose via your free will and your choices whether to follow that plan or not. And you choose whether, you have a plan, but you decide with your free will whether you do that. And the reason why we don't know specifically our life plan when we come to this earth is that it would destroy our free will. If we came to this earth knowing the plan that we made, we wouldn't be following our free will or making choices. We would be following that plan to a letter, and it would really colour and disrupt your experience on earth. So you plan your life ahead of time for your learning evolution, and you don't remember it when you come to this earth, for good reason, so that you can use your free will and walk your purpose if you so desire or not desire. That's important. So fate, your plan, yes, and free will. So both of those exist. You do have a plan, but you also have free will to decide whether you walk that path or not. Now, some beliefs in systems in this world instill guilt and shame by saying that from birth, we're all inherently bad and we need to be saved by a higher being. And that higher beings or God is perfect and we are born flawed, born wretches, we're born negative. We're just born damaged, and we have to be saved by a higher power in order not to be always a bad person. So this causes negative emotions with us. Guilt and shame are low level, low vibrational emotions that keep us low. They keep us feeling small. They weaken us. They make us feel weak and flawed. And if you're a control system or a government or an organization, making people feel guilt and shame is a great way to be able to control people. So don't feel guilt and shame. You're not inherently bad. You haven't been inherently bad from birth, and nobody is perfect, you know, and we're not born flawed. We're just born with lessons to learn. We're just, again, learning and developing our soul. We must not think as well that we're judge and jury on what others do or don't do. Remember, we're all learning and developing. Now, I only have to look at comments on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Facebook to see that everybody seems to be a judge and a jury to everyone else, whatever that situation. If they don't like a video someone's shared, or if they don't like something that's happening in the world, there's always polarization, there's always arguments, and people are always judging each other and thinking that it's their place in life to be a judge and jury on what others do or don't do. You know, we all live lives as victims, perpetrators, rescuers. You know, it's not our place to be judge and jury to others, because all that does is cause separation and conflict. We are one spiritual energy, and what we do or say or think towards others creates a ripple of negativity or positivity throughout. So when you become a judge and a jury against what other people have done, what they've posted, what they've said, then you are thinking in a separate kind of way, like we are not all one energy, like we're all separate beings in conflict with each other, when that's not actually the case. Stop yourself from being a judge and jury from others, because remember, we're all learning. I see some horrific comments on Instagram and TikTok from people judging each other for something they've posted or something they've said, or, you know, the conflicts in the world between the two sides that will remain nameless. There's always people conflicting with each other, arguing, and it creates that feeling of separateness. We are not separate. We are one source energy. Some belief systems rule by fear, saying do as you're told or you will go to hell. Not true. There is no judger. When you go up there, now my previous experience teaches me that there is no judgment. The only judge is yourself. And you mustn't be fearful that when you pass on, when your soul passes on to spirit, that you will be judged in some way by some higher being. The only judge is you for yourself. And the only thing that matters is what you think, what you feel, and how you judge yourself. There is no outside judging force that is going to commit you to some dark place or some hell environment because of what you've done. Only you can judge you. So don't be ruled by fear. You know, it's not the best thing to do. And again, like guilt and shame, it's a low level emotion that will keep you held down in fear. There is no death anyway. Some people are fearful of death because of what they might have done in this world, and oh, maybe I'm going to go to hell for what I've done, blah, blah, blah. There is no death. There is only transformation. Even your body, when it's returned to the ground, transformed into elements, which transforms into something else, which feeds the earth, feeds the plants, and feeds the earth. And your soul is the same. Your soul is immortal. You've lived before, and you will live again. Your soul just transitions like your body does, and it lives again in another body if there's still lessons to learn. So you've lived many, many lives in the past. You may have lived in the old medieval times and you've learned lessons then. You may have lived through World War II. You may have lived many, many lives, and each time you've learned lessons and evolved your soul. So please don't feel guilt or shame or fear of when you pass on to spirit, because it's just a transformation. And when you get to source energy, you won't want to come back, and you will see the life on earth is actually the challenge and the difficulty. There is no death, remember. There is only transition. And remember, try and keep in mind that those that hurt others in their life review, when they return back to source energy, they will have to feel the pain and the upset. that they inflicted on others as part of their own learning, not as punishment to them, but as part of their soul's development. Remember, there is no punisher, there is no judger. You know, those that hurt others were meant to do that because they had a lesson to learn about the horrors of hurting others so that their soul could evolve. So those that have hurt others in some way, and we all have in some way, some in bigger ways than others, we will all have to feel and see the pain that we've inflicted with our words or with our actions, not to judge us or make us feel bad, but to help us learn our lessons and evolve our soul. There is no judgment. There is no punishment, only learning and development. And remember, the only judge is you. And this, let's finish this off with the system that we live in, this world, and the media that informs us, the media that gives us their agenda-driven information encourages us to judge each other. Remember, divide and conquer. They keep us weak by encouraging us to be judge and jury of each other and to be divided and to believe that we're separate beings. And it's in this system's interest to encourage division and war, to divide us so that they can conquer us and keep us weak. I saw on Instagram the other day an amazing story, and it was red and black ants. They can be put in a jar and they would live together in harmony in that jar. Whether they're red or black ants, they would live in harmony in that jar. But if the jar is shaken, they turn against each other and see each other as a threat. But think about it. Those ants are starting to fight each other because they suddenly see each other as a threat with their different beliefs and their polarized opinions. And I believe this and you believe that and rah, 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 rah. All this arguing, all this war, all this fighting and bickering. But it's not each other we should be blaming. Those black and red ants shouldn't be blaming and fighting each other. They should turn their attention to who it was that shook the jar. And I'm afraid it's our system and our media, governments, corporations, all those with power and agenda, and the media that shares it. They are the shakers of the jar. So next time you feel like judging someone or fighting or arguing or even hurting someone else for their beliefs with your words or your actions, remember that by fighting amongst ourselves, we only hurt ourselves. We're one energetic being, and what we do to others ripples out towards the whole of source energy, and it keeps us weak. So next time you feel polarized on a subject, whether you hear it in the media or read it on Instagram or wherever you get that information, don't be fighting and arguing with people that believe different from you. Look to the people who created that division, who created that fighting, who created those two sides. And it's normally those that have more power than us that have shaken that jar. And all we do is fight amongst ourselves and blame each other. We've got to think bigger than that and stop being judge and jury to others, and to think, who was it that shook the jar? Who was it that actually shared this information that made us all polarize and made us hate each other the way we do? Now, that is important wisdom for us and the whole world. Now, I hope you've really liked and felt uplifted by this video today. And if you haven't already, please like and subscribe. And if you want to contact me with any questions, and I don't want negativity, I don't want judgment, this was actually to lift you all up, then please email me at katie@solarexplorer.net or contact me on social media. Now, I hope you all have an amazing day today, and take everything I've said as a way to lift you up and release your fears, your negativity, your judgment and your shame, because that was the point of this video. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number, so it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audio visual or you'd like to do both. Remember Your Motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.